Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope you're feeling good. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa, Seth, and James here at 8:04 on the clock. We're joined by our great friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Going pretty well. How about for you?
Doing good. We're enjoying this weather so far. Mm-hmm. Might be a little bit different today than it has been this week, but we're going to get right back to temps. Good temps from what I've seen. What is it looking like for you, Paul?
Yeah, looking a little warmer tomorrow. And then another cold front comes through Thursday night with another drop in those temps for Friday. And then weekend temps still rebounding back upwards after that. But in the meantime, some of that hazy sunshine out there today, kind of through that smoke plume above us, as we do stay with temperatures in the mid-60s for highs. An east wind, 5 to 10, partly cloudy, 43 tonight. And then for Thursday, breaks of sun and some clouds rolling in. Late day showers, a few storms looking to approach with a high in the mid-70s. Scattered showers, a few thunder showers Thursday night, 50. And then a few more showers Friday. Cloudy and cool otherwise, back to about 60 on Friday. And then 45 Friday night, 70 on Saturday with some sun, and a lower 70s on Sunday. Still looking at some dry weather through Sunday into Monday, and then a few more shower chances building in Tuesday and Wednesday. Still some highs in the mid-70s through Tuesday yet. So all in all, just kind of the ups and downs to ride through here in the next week ahead here yet.
It's an every other day thing. That's what it is. Really every is. Other day, you know, they make plans to do stuff outside every other day.
There you go.
Not a bad system. Yeah. Appreciate you, Paul. Thanks for the time. We'll talk again tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Paul.
You too.
Thanks, Paul. Best in the business right there, friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Yeah, so that's all you got to do. You just got to, you know, make your plans for every other day.
And you're good to go, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got a jam-packed 8 o'clock hour for you. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up. We got Melissa's News for you. And after that, we're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Nice.
They're going to be joining us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. It really works out since Phil is from the Maine area.
Yeah, so New England, yeah.
He's up in that area. So, but first we got to get into this one. Someone polled 2,000 workers, and here are the top 8 things that they said might get them to stop working from home.
Ooh.
As today, as we mentioned in our National Day of Calendar, today is Work From Home Day.
Yeah.
This ties right in. You want to start at number 8 or number 1?
Let's start at number 8, Melissa.
I was going to say that.
Okay. All right.
Seth.
Ha.
Number 8, on-site games like video games and pool tables.
Who has time to do that at work?
That's a great question. I suppose if you get a lunch break, yeah, then you could do it, but still.
Okay. I come from a negotiating family. I come from a family that takes a lot of pride in negotiations and these kind of things.
You can't refuse. Yeah.
You
Sorry.
I wasn't even thinking of that. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. I want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It don't hurt to ask. But you know, hey, okay, I'm going to give up the video games and everything so I can get childcare. So that kind of thing or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what's happening here, but that's the only way I could think of why this would show up on the negotiating table. You got to try. I want a taco bar every day. I don't know, man. We got to at least throw it out there, see what they'll do. Let people bring their kids to work, and on-site daycare might be needed.
Yes.
That would be a big one.
That would be huge.
Huge.
We're getting to the point. We're getting to the point. We were at this point when I was a child, and my mother was working at Illinois Bell.
Yep.
We've been at this point for a long time. Unfortunately, government ain't going to do much on this front. If we keep waiting for government to take care of child care, we're going to be waiting for this bill and this bill to go up, and then this side doesn't want to let it go through because, God, we can't let that side do anything good.
Yep.
It's going to make us look bad. Even if it's better for the American people, we got to go against it. So, of course, we're going to, and maybe 4 or 5 years from now, we may actually have some child care, you know, things actually happening towards child
care. Maybe something close to universal child care. That'd be nice.
It's important. There are some companies that are stepping up, and that's great. I know that Quick Trip has got a test program in their lacrosse facility where they're trying it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it works, they're going to hopefully, you know, market it across all of their stores, which would be amazing. But it really shouldn't be on, I don't know. Is it on corporations to do this?
Yeah. It shouldn't. I could not agree with you more. Unfortunately, it's going to take them.
Yeah. It is.
We're not, again, if we sit here and wait for anything else to get done, they're going to be sitting there waiting to try to fill in vacancies that they can't fill. And we got to get women back in the workforce. And it's not just women that this affects. I understand, but let's be honest. Statistically, this affects women more than anybody else. We have the numbers from the pandemic to prove this.
Mm-hmm.
Overwhelmingly, 99% of women were affected this when just not even a 1% of men were. It's important. Child care is one of the biggest factors and biggest things that we have to figure out in this country. It is top three. It may even be number one. Let's see. Let people bring their pets to work. Not exactly the same.
No.
Not the same kind of thing.
I can't believe that one is above child care.
Yeah, that's a little disheartening. I don't know. I should say, though, I don't know if these are in any specific order, but it seems like they are. It does seem like they are, but that is very disappointing. Your pets don't want to go to work with you. Your pets don't want it. You want your pets to go to work with you. You want your pet around. This is one of my biggest problems with pet owners. It can't be about you. It's about your pet. Really think your dog wants to sit there at your office? Like, Sam, bring my fur brother Sam in here. So I give him one segment. I give him one segment before he is literally crawling on the windows and everything. You want to bring your pet bird? You bring your fish tank? What are you going to do? It's okay for employers and for businesses to ask you to focus on your job at your job. You're getting paid a living wage. Do your job. Mm-hmm. At the same time, it's not a crux thing. It's not that big of a deal for businesses to bend and lean into employees a little bit.
Find a way to help out, right? Make it a little better.
An office lounge where people can hang out and socialize.
The lunchroom?
I was just going to say, what's a break room? What is a break room?
Lounge? Yeah. I guess calling it a lounge and putting some nice chairs in it, I guess maybe, would be conducive to, you know, sitting around and having a conversation or something.
Well,
I don't know.
Almost every place I've worked, the break room is kind of awful. It's not welcoming. It's the leftover furniture from that didn't make the front lobby.
Mm-hmm.
There's no windows. It smells funny.
I want to just take this moment because I've never actually worked somewhere where I could do the. Oh no, I've worked at one or two places, I guess, but never like where at a radio station where I could brag about our break room. We got a really nice break room, actually.
Yeah, yes. That's right. Yeah, it's not bad.
There is a nice one there.
Yeah,
an on-site gym with free memberships.
Wow, that would be cool.
This I agree with, and then I want to take it one step further. They actually pay you to work out.
Ooh.
And there is a company out there that's doing this. I saw a headline. I didn't have time to read it. But there are some companies that are taking this into under consideration and saying, you know, we want healthy workers. We want people to work out. Well, let's pay them an hour a day to spend time in the gym.
Man, that sounds like a dream job to me.
Wouldn't that be great?
Man, I would love that.
Can you imagine?
Man, anybody? I've had a couple of people try to poach me lately.
No,
and I'm only saying that because they have no chance. And and also, it doesn't happen a lot in my life. Okay,
so take it as a win,
yes,
right?
Let me have this. if they offered this, then it might be something.
That would have won you over?
Yeah, that might be.
Nice.
It's a pretty cool thing to be able to offer. But again, I wouldn't expect this from an employee or an employer. I would not. This isn't something I would expect from them. If this is an added thing that they add, I get it, and I could see how it could be a real winner.
Sure.
Especially because of what Melissa's saying. It's no different than feeding your employees. That's gasoline. That's fuel.
Yeah.
Seems smart to me. Sending your employee to the heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce as their leadership program.
Yeah.
Sending an employee into something like that is very similar to me. Plenty of businesses will pay you to go back to school. to get a degree or to take
further
a class.
Your education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 exactly.
Training. Our company does that. We have had some training opportunities within Civic Media, which is awesome.
I was just going to send a shout out to Sage and Civic and that the opportunity and how important that is to them, that they want us to be as good at our jobs as we want to be.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I would say Marcus was doing a similar thing. Heart of Wisconsin, they were doing a very similar thing as well. So I think these things, they all tie together. I don't think the gym thing is that far of a reach from these other things that we're talking
about. Not really, no.
I also don't know how many businesses could do something like that.
Right.
I think that's also asking a lot of
that's
a
business. That's a big commitment. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, some of these big corporations, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, that have the money. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Free food. Lunch is a lot cheaper when you work from home.
That's 100% true.
Very
true. Yes, indeed. That would be
less time consuming as well, because you to prep it, to bring it with you to a job is different than throwing something together quick out of the fridge.
I can tell you, if there was a job that offered lunch for everybody, that would be a huge thing for me. I would tell you, just being, I don't have to worry about it, and I don't have to like find, you know, a place to go out to eat or bring my own lunch kind of thing. Just saying, you know, no, we got food for you here. All right. Yes. Sign me up. Yeah.
And if it's fairly healthy food too, you know, that goes a long way toward, because there's so many times where I wish that I could just have a drive-through salad place that had good salads.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say the name of the place, but when I worked in the hotel industry, I worked third shift. One of my jobs as a night auditor was getting the breakfast stuff out in the morning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they got the free breakfasts and everything. They were so bad and so lame. I'd feel guilty, like, putting that stuff out there. Like this isn't a waffle bar. There's a couple chocolate chips. And, like, that's it. This is bad, man. We can't be telling people free breakfast and offering them this.
There's definitely some complimentary breakfasts that are better than others.
Yeah. For sure. Some of them have gotten really good, actually, some not
and
so much.
They've definitely upped their game.
Yeah.
Well, I also worked at a place. My first job in hotels was at a place in Geneva, in Illinois, which, for those that don't know, there there's a science lab there. Actually, when I was working there was when they were doing the particle
accelerator.
Mm-hmm. So we had all these scientists from like Germany and stuff like that coming in and everything. Mm. And it's a very ritzy hotel. Their breakfast was amazing. I ate good when I was there. Yeah,
nice.
I ate real good.
Nice.
Breaks are required. Number two on this list. No breaks are required. No more eating at your desk while you keep working. You have to take a break. You have to take a break.
The caveat to that would be then making sure that they also give you enough time to accomplish your projects.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Because I was thinking along the same lines as you, Melissa. If you're in your deadline, you know, you got to get this done. Having to take that break sometimes can be a detriment. Although, I think in the long run, having breaks is better than not.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. But you have to balance that with an appropriate workload.
Exactly.
When I worked for a school, I couldn't take those breaks.
Exactly.
Was I supposed to? Yes. Mm-hmm. But could I get my work done in a day then? No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Yeah, very important.
Nice. It's a big balance thing for that. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, free drinks. The poll found our favorite thing to drink at work are coffee, water, iced coffee, tea, juice, and flavored water. Having those things available.
That's always a good thing, too. That seems like the bare minimum, though.
At least water.
Yeah, at the bare minimum, having water for your employees seems to be very...
It seems to be, yeah.
This becomes a humanitarian thing all of a sudden. It's like, you know,
water!
How about air?
And as much as we talk about water, I think it's going to become a more common, especially with the cost of it. Water prices are going up around the state to just pay for water in your home.
Yeah. Yep.
And with the way we're dragging our feet with PFAS and all these other things and stuff, bottled water and all those things are becoming that much more important.
Yes, unfortunately.
Or purified water. Let's not just say bottled water, because not all of it is
that's a
good.
Strong point.
Yeah.
That's a good. As I was saying it, I'm like,
wait a minute. Yeah.
It's good to have. Melissa's oftentimes my conscience.
I'm here for you, James.
or that that barrier that keeps me from being like getting in trouble or getting canceled.
Yeah, right.
Like one or the other. Like so.
But on the other hand,
it's very useful.
I have to say that whole list, though, was definitely not in any specific order, because number one off of that list for me would be on-site childcare.
Yep.
Absolutely. And I don't even have kids.
Yeah.
But if we could fix that problem in the country, but specifically in this state, we wouldn't have a problem with our workforce. The problem would disappear.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that there's any, back when we were kids, there were one issue candidates. There were candidates that would just run on one issue and only talk about one issue and that kind of thing. I don't think, maybe on a small level, but I don't think on any major level you can get away with that anymore.
I don't think so.
There's too many questions. There's too many news sources, too many people, asking questions and all that stuff. And I don't think that's a bad thing. That's not a bad thing at all. But I do think that if you were a candidate and your main thing you were running on was childcare,
You might have a good shot.
You might have a pretty darn good shot at this thing. Because you talk about something that is affecting both sides of the aisle, rich, poor, all that stuff and everything.
Everybody.
There ain't many issues bigger and that cover that umbrella like childcare do. We're going to go. Oh, do you have something, Melissa?
I was just going to say that the push now is with the abortion issue, mm-hmm. and the we don't want anybody to have access to abortions. If they cared that much about these children having care after they were born, I might be able to get a little bit onto that platform. But I can't even remotely agree with any of that when they don't couple it with, well, we also want to take care of the child after it's born.
Well, they care more about that than a living, breathing human being. They don't care about women. Period. These states just do not care about women. Like, I don't. If you want to yell at me for that, if you want to come at me for that, 424-2600. My email is james.maloff@civicmedia.us. I will have a conversation with you about it as soon as you start acting fool. I'm not going to talk to you. Because that's usually what happens. They end up calling me something anti-Semitic or something like that. And it's like, all right, the conversation's done.
Yeah.
But if you want to have a conversation, I'd love to, because please tell me I'm wrong. Tell me they don't care about women. Tell me the things that they do for women. Please.
That is the underlying push for this, James. It has nothing to do with children.
Yeah,
it has everything to do with controlling women.
Yep. Which, good luck. I'm joking. I'm just kidding. It's not a funny. We do a comedy show here. I got to try to find a way to wrap up the segment here and stuff. But there is
just
no
joke. Just
give
us pockets and we'll rule the world.
Now that's how we should have ended it. That's the way to end
there you
it.
Go.
Nicely done. Take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR.
It's my birthday. No one here today.
Welcome to Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's time to do some celebrating, everybody. pick up the energy here a little bit.
Maybe that was a little bit downbeat for.
I like the choice.
It's different, and I appreciate it.
There you go.
Exactly. Yeah. Welcome to Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite segments of the day, and we know one of your favorite segments. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you and treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. If you're celebrating a birthday, what can they get today, Seth? Just for having a birthday.
For having a birthday, for being alive and on this planet, you get a free piece of pie.
How about that?
Which I mean, if anything affirms how great it is to be alive, having a piece of pie is your best bet. So go have that pie, man.
You can't go wrong with that.
No, you cannot.
No. Brian's pie is the best.
Indeed, it is.
You want to treat yourself. You want to get something good in your system. That is the way to do it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and get some Misty's in your life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and take a look at our list. Oh, shoot. Real quick, I want to remind everybody, get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Mm. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james.maloff@civicmedia.us.
Mm-hmm.
You can, of course, direct message us on Facebook as well. And really, you can get your birthdays and anniversaries to any of our cast here, and we will get them on the air with you.
Paper airplanes.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him try to toss paper airplanes here. That'd be interesting.
I like that. Morse code.
Yeah,
I'm still waiting for Morse code.
They just send them by drone.
What could go wrong? Yeah. What could... I have five possible qualifiers here.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah. So Seth needs you to give me a 1 through 5.
Let's do 4. I like the number 4 today.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like it too. My favorite. Let's go ahead. We get right into the celebrating then, and we can first up wish a very happy birthday to Christine Kempen Lathrop.
Happy birthday, Christine.
Happy birthday.
We used to work with Christine back in our WFHR, WGLX days. Great person, great human being, and wishing her a great day.
Nice.
Old high school classmate of mine, Kay McKenzie. Happy birthday to Kay.
Happy birthday, Kay.
Happy birthday.
Hope you have a good one, Kay. Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.
And a former castmate of mine and many of people out there with Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, James Zobel.
Happy birthday, James.
Happy birthday, James.
I was Jim 2.
Jim 2?
Yes, I was always Jim 2 with James. James, not only the best stage manager I've ever known.
Wow.
By far and away. James was incredible at it. Like, he took it to another level.
Nice.
Oftentimes worked with Linda Garsky. I was usually her right hand for a lot of shows and everything. So being in a lot of Linda's shows, I knew James very well. My first play I was in, Corpse, I'm playing twin brothers. And two characters.
Mm-hmm.
And my characters, you know, spoiler alert, one of them dies, one of them comes back, one of them dies, comes back. This kind of stuff is going on. It's a macabre kind of play. It's a dark comedy.
Dark humor, yeah.
We needed a body double. And Jim was my body double. And we don't look anything alike, but it worked. It made it work. His shoulders and everything from the back, you seen him? Like, it was great.
Nice.
Cool. Very happy birthday to B. Henke.
Happy birthday, B.
Happy birthday.
We hope you have a great day, B. Enjoy it. Hope it's a good one. And our qualifier today, a very happy birthday to Emily Andrus.
Ooh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Emily.
Yeah.
Emily, enjoy your day. We hope it's a good one for you. Have a fantastic day, and you're our qualifier.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Taking a quick look at our celebrity list, not a ton of names on here. Let's see. Nikki Reed is 35. She is Vampire Rosalie on Twilight, and she's married to Vampire Diary star Ian Somholder.
Okay.
A lot of vampires in that family.
Lots of
vampires.
Derek Hough is 38, Dancing with the Stars dancer. He won 6 times with Brooke Burke, Nicole Schreiser, Jennifer Grey, Kelly Pickler, and Amber Riley, and Bindi Irwin.
Yep, he's kind of become more of a done. He's done a lot of other stuff now since then. He's a judge now, too, I think, on the show.
And they say on NBC's World of Dance, he is. Very happy guy, I got to imagine, right now. Former San Antonio Spurs point guard, Tony Parker.
Tony.
The San Antonio Spurs fans got to be really happy out there right now.
Was there anyone cooler in the NBA than Tony Parker when he was playing?
Ooh.
Was so suave. I mean, he was French. Could speak French, and and he was,
he
was good looking, and he was just super smooth. Sometimes it's just not fair.
A Hall of Famer probably too.
Yeah, exactly.
Andrea Kaur is 49, lead singer and tin whistle player of the Kors.
Bands need more tin whistles. Yes, that's what I say.
Yeah. Great band.
Yes.
Really, really good band.
Mm-hmm.
The Kors.
I enjoy their music a lot.
Another great band, and a guy that I've gotten to see play live twice, one of the better showmen I have seen. From the lead singer and songwriter of Queens of the Stone Age, Mr. Josh Homme is the big 5-0.
He's 50?
50.
Wow.
I am a gigantic Queens of the Stone Age fan. Huge. Like, I like their music, and then I seen them live.
Mm-hmm.
And
a little different.
Holm, Josh Homme is one of the best showmen I've ever seen.
Nice.
Easily. Incredibly talented. I got a couple of other bands, too. Eagles of Death Metal, great name for a band, by the way.
I remember that.
Yes. He comes up with great band names,
yes,
too.
Yes, he does.
Really great one. Sarah Alexander is 50 as well, from Rizzoli and Isles star who once made the, she walked away from her gig on NCIS and did not work out well, but she's had a good career.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Jordan Knight is 53, member of the New Kids on the Block.
and KOTB. How come you're not playing one of their songs right now, James?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance.
I think it would be, you know, only fair instead of just doing the band's, you know, like was, Queens of the Stone Age. You know,
my computer's just not working. it's really my computer. I wanted to. I was really all in favor of doing that. And I thought it was a really good idea, Seth, but just not working out.
Oh, I love it. Sorry. Gotta pick on him.
Gonna keep trying, though. I'm trying. Yeah, come on, computer. Come on, work with me. It's not because I'm trying to get another artist. That's not what I'm trying to do at all. He hosts now HGTV show called Farmhouse Fixer.
I did.
He hosts now.
I did not know that.
I didn't either, yeah.
Farmhouse Fixer?
Good for him.
Good for you, Jordan.
Yeah. Hill Harper is 57, Dr. Andrews on The Good Doctor, and Dr. Hawkins on CSI New York.
He plays a doctor on TV.
He and Barack Obama were classmates and friends at Harvard Law School.
Really?
That's kind of interesting.
Cool.
And he became an actor? Wow. Okay.
I'd have definitely taken advantage of that. Yeah. Could use you over here.
Yeah.
I think that we could really use you. How about you know, maybe help me out with a little gig here or something like that.
Yeah.
One of my favorite artists of all time, bigger influences I've ever had, Mr. Trent Reznor is 58 today.
Wow.
Nine Inch Nails genius, also Oscar winner, by the way. Oscar nominee for all of his. He's gone from doing the Nine Inch Nails work and all the heavy industrial metal and some of the greatest lyrics you'll ever hear in your life to working and doing soundtracks and doing scores for play. He won an Oscar for co-composing the score with Atticus Finch for The Social Network.
Yes, and I said, you know, when I watched the movie, the Disney movie Soul.
Yeah.
I at the end of the thing, I was looking at the credits and I saw he did the music. I was like, you could have knocked me over with a Nine Inch Nail. but it was, I was shocked. I was like, wow, Trent Reznor. Well, he is a super talented composer.
Oh, and just one of the more talented artists, just musicians
all around, yeah.
In general. Huge fan. One of the him and Tupac probably the big like helped me get through high school.
Nice.
Like, huge. Langston Hughes, Maya Angelou, some of those people like they big time helped me. David Iberg is 59. Chris Herman on Chicago Fire. He's also on Sex and the City. The great Craig Ferguson is 61. James
really?
Corbin's predecessor on Late Late Show.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Craig Ferguson. I thought he did a great job on that show.
Kind of a madcap sense of humor. You know, it's that, it's that Scottish sense of humor that he has.
Yeah.
It's very cool, though.
Didn't always work.
Didn't
always work.
But he tried. New things,
I did appreciate the work. I did. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. And then, wow, Enya is 62.
Oh.
62?
Wow.
Yeah.
No way.
She's sold more than 75 million albums, 26 million just here in the U.S., and is the second best-selling Irish act ever behind U2.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That is some cred, man.
I had no idea of that. Yeah. I knew who Enya was. I just didn't know that, all that. That's impressive.
She's so popular worldwide. I know she had her, you know, big hit in the United States, Orinoco Flow Sail Away, but worldwide, she is one of the most popular artists around.
Mm-hmm. She really is.
Mm-hmm.
And that song is good, but she's got an album's worth of good music.
Oh, good stuff, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like Enya a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can get away with playing Enya in a bar, even.
That's true.
I've done this.
That's awesome.
That's better than me trying to play jazz in a bar once. That did not go well. That did not go well.
Well, it helps if you also do interpretive dance to it.
I bet.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that. I definitely can see that working out very well for you. Sugar Ray Leonard is 67, boxing legend, one of the smoothest fighters of all time, Olympic gold medalist, world championship at four different weight classes.
How do you do that?
They just completely underestimate Sugar Ray Leonard, his legacy. Not give him the credit he deserves.
If you have the nickname Sugar in boxing,
yeah.
That's like one of the pinnacles of nicknames.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
So wait, he was an actor too?
Yeah, he did a little bit.
A little bit.
Did a little bit here and
most
there.
Boxers have done, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some people no longer with us. First up, I want to send a big thank you or a shout out to his family and friends. Bob Saget would have been 67 today.
Mm.
Just passed away last year.
Yeah.
That one hit a lot of us hard.
Yeah, such a surprise.
He's America's dad.
Yeah, I'm not even the biggest, you know, huge is big Bob Saget fan. Just one of those people. Like you, kind of, well, you don't really think about losing them. You don't think about them being gone. And
you always
stuff.
Root for him. You know, everyone roots for that a guy like that. Yeah. Yeah.
I think a similar list with the rest of these people here. Bill Paxton. Oh, born in 1955, passed away in 2017. Amazing character actor.
Yep.
The Terminator, Weird Science, Aliens, Near Dark, True Lies, Apollo 13, Twister, Titanic, Tombstone. great actor. Great actor. Underrated performance in Weird Science, by the way, though. I always forget he was in that. I loved him in Tombstone, but probably his best work may have been Twister, Apollo 13.
Yeah,
Apollo
that
13.
Was my favorite.
Well, and then later on, he went to TV with Big Love, and he was on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for a while. And so, yeah, he had a great career. And again, way too soon. Way too soon we lost him.
When I was taking classes at UCLA, one of the classes we took, you studied an actor's career, and you got to choose which actor you did. And I did Keanu Reeves and Christopher Walken. Then we did it again, and I chose Dennis Hopper, and that is who we're talking about right now.
Oh, wow.
Dennis Hopper, born in 1936, passed away in 2010. Dennis turned 50 on the set of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, so the cast and crew got him a cake. His response, he ran out and got a chainsaw to cut it with.
So Dennis Hopper.
It's Dennis Hopper. One of the weirdest actors of all time, and one of the people that everybody wanted on set. Everybody wanted to work with Dennis Hopper. Everybody loved working with Dennis Hopper. One of those guys that went above and beyond for other young actors to help them out. Spent time, long hours after set to just sit there and work on a scene with somebody that he was not paid for. Just an incredible actor. Incredible and human being.
Director, too. He directed Easy Rider.
Yeah.
People forget that.
Yes, people do.
Yes, he directed
that.
He was
such a scary villain in Speed with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock are amazing, both great actors, and they are box office sensations. That movie falls if it doesn't have Dennis Hopper as the villain. You need a good... It's not the greatest plot. You need a villain. You need somebody to up the ante. You need somebody who is going to bring up the intensity. Dennis Hopper does that.
Yep.
Dennis Hopper is intensity.
I always appreciated his... It was kind of his comeback performance in Hoosiers.
Yeah.
He did a really good job in that one as the drunk father.
Underrated performance.
Yeah.
Underrated performance. He's not a villain. He's not an evil guy. He's not some crazy, guy in that one.
And then there's Blue Velvet, which he chews the scenery, everything he's in. Yeah.
God, I love that movie.
Don't ever look at me.
Purvis Jackson is the last person we'll mention today. 1938, passed away in 2008. The Spinners, Could It Be I'm Falling in Love, Cupid, Working My Way Back to You, I'll Be Around.
Good stuff.
Could It Be I'm Falling in Love and Ain't No Mountain or Ain't Nothing Like the... No. Well, Could It Be I'm Falling in Love is probably my favorite love song.
Really?
It may be my favorite love song.
Ooh, all right. It's a good one.
And I wanted to do this, too. I just wanted to play a little of this.
Okay.
Because on this day in 1984, Prince released the first single from Purple Rain, When Doves Cry. Oh. It would become his first number one hit single on the Billboard Hot 100.
Nice.
So any opportunity to play a little When Doves Cry, I was going to take it. We'll go ahead and let this play out into our news, Melissa's news. We encourage you to head on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. Get on over there right now. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show. Serious comedy to start your day. Seth, Melissa, James here with you.
Race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace. That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
We hope you're having a good one out there, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I got to send a big shout out to my partner in sound here, Seth Habhager. Seth really added a lot of different bumpers lately. Thanks for doing all that, man.
Yeah, it's fun. It's one of my all-time favorite songs, by the way. I love that song.
And I want to publicly say to you, I love the From the Ground Up ad. I love it. I cannot get enough of it.
That was a fun one to do.
That was a good one.
Very done very quickly, too, I got to add, because we had to get it on the air. So
sometimes those turn out the best.
That's true.
Every Wednesday, we are joined by our fantastic friends over at Quality Plus Printing in Wisconsin Rapids with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil Hartley joins us. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, James.
How's it going over there?
Life's good. Sun's shining on the windows.
Right on. Good to hear. Yep. Good to hear. Bill, we always appreciate the time, and we don't want to make the audience wait too long. Let's get right to our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Okay, the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. I went into my DJ voice there.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday is sanguine.
Sanguine.
Sanguine. S-A-N-G-U-I-N-E. Sanguine.
Sanguine.
It has two meanings. We'll go with the second one, but one meaning is a red, like blood red color. Well, I'm not going with that one. Optimistic or positive, especially in an apparently bad or difficult situation.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
It's fighting the odds, knowing that you don't have much of a chance, but you're going to stay happy and make it happen.
Glass half full, not half empty.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. You know what came into my mind when I was thinking about this word this morning? The one of the best tunes of all time from Monty Python, Always Look on the Bright Side.
Yes.
Nice. I thought of whistling, James.
Ah, yeah, you got it. You got to have the whistle in there.
That's classic.
Yeah. That's what came into my head with this word. I thought that is the epitome of this word, sanguine.
Where did this one come from, Seth? From Phil. Phil, where did this one come from?
I have been keeping a list, so I'm not totally sure where it came from. But I think it just was one of those ones that popped up in something I got in the mail or something, so I wrote it down. I should do that from now on, right?
Yeah, that's right. If you want. I think it's interesting, but on your plate, man. Yeah. I don't want to go adding to your plate here or anything like that.
Most of the times it comes from my watching TV or something. I hear somebody say a word, or even like in church on Sunday, if the priest says a word, I say, where did that come from? And then I have to go look it up,
Right on. Right on.
Nice.
It's provided me with lots of entertainment doing this, on the side here.
Good. Good. Phil, how are things going over at Equality Plus? Anything we want to tell the audience about?
Well, today is 1 year of McKenna Renke working here.
All right.
Congratulations, McKenna. Hey.
We're celebrating the anniversary today.
Yeah.
I get the wedding
bell. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
For her customers, as I know personally.
Nice.
There you go. She's a nice young lady, and we're proud to have her here. So, she's been here 1 year today, so that's pretty awesome.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah,
very cool.
So we're celebrating. We'll see what we have to order out some food or something.
We have
give me at least an hour's notice.
we appreciate our friends all over at Quality Plus. Not only do you see their name advertising at so many other places and supporting so many nonprofits and different things in this community, but of course the work they do with us and sponsoring Playmakers and that. Mm-hmm. We look forward to this time with Phil, and if you know Phil and his family, you know this is nothing new for them. This is what they've always done. They put back into this community. We appreciate you, Phil.
No, that's kind of you. Thanks, Todd. Definitely believe in this area, and I'm proud to live here. So, gotta give back what you can, right?
Yeah.
It's way to be.
It's important in life whenever you have the opportunity to look on the bright side.
That's right.
It really is.
Be sanguine.
Be sanguine, absolutely.
Be sanguine. Believe you can do it no matter what the odds. That's what it is.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Always be positive.
They can really make you mad.
I can
just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle.
Had to get it in. A little bit.
Eric
Idle.
Don't
play first two, probably. You might not be able to play it on the radio.
No. I'm cutting this off real quick.
Always look on the bright side of life.
If your whistle's out.
Yep.
Phil, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much, man. We'll talk again next Wednesday with more. And one more time, what is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Sanguine.
Sanguine. It's a good one. Sanguine. Not just because it sounds like penguin. Yes. Yeah. Not just, we see we're on the same page, Phil. Same page.
Nice.
Appreciate you, Phil. Thanks so much for joining us.
Take care, you guys.
You too.
Visit our friends over at Quality Plus. They're at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can also give them a call at 423-7440. Or you can be sure to check out their webpage, qpprinting.com. That's all one word, qpprinting.com. Be sure to follow along on their Facebook page as well. You are not going to be disappointed. It is a great follow. Be sure to do that. And, of course, look on the bright side of life. We'll take a break, come back, and have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. I gave
girl, a ride in the wagon.
Hope you're having a great start to your day out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. A big shout out to Phil Hartley and our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. Thanks for joining us that last segment. That was fun.
That
was a good one.
Good stuff.
Like that. We got to touch on this one, and I got another story I want to get to in the last 10 minutes of the show here. But at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, CBS News comes in, catches you up on all your world news. Then we'll get into some entertainment stuff. I've got some interesting things about Willie Nelson's birthday bash. I actually have somebody that I don't think has ever come up in our entertainment section coming up.
Ooh.
And there is a new show coming to ABC that we have to talk about. So all that's coming
All right.
But right now, Starbucks is catching heat from conservatives online for a recent ad they put out in India that supports trans people. It's a trans woman meeting up for coffee with her parents. Her dad had obviously not been supportive of her transition, so they're estranged. But then halfway through, he orders them all coffee. And when the barista calls the name, the daughter realizes he gave them her new name. And there's, you know, a nice little touching moment there. And, so this is where we're at. Well, of course, we've heard about the issues with the Bud Light and some, boycotting going on with that. Miller Lite has been on the other side of things, been boycotted. Is that all we're doing now is just boycotting things? Like every product is now either boycotted or not boycotted, or some people are boycotting and some aren't. I did some research on this just because I wanted to add to the subject.
Sure.
First off, the world does not revolve around your opinion or your thoughts or your feelings. I found that out. Just a quick search engine found that out.
Helpful.
If you don't like something, you just don't have to buy it. Did anybody else know this? I'm just finding this out. Like, I thought we had to buy these products, and that's what this was all about and everything. And that's what a true boycott is. Because we have forgotten what a boycott truly is.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. That we throw these terms around all the time. What a true boycott is when you are forced something upon you and you refuse to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe any of these companies, you have to purchase their products.
Look at Rapids, okay? You don't like something about Starbucks. How many other coffee shops do we have in town?
Lots of other choices.
Yeah. Lots of choices. Yeah. You don't have to go to Starbucks. Come on now.
You're...
And I don't know if you've noticed how many kinds of beer there are.
There are thousands of beer companies in the United States. Thousands.
Yeah,
oh,
you could
my
even
goodness.
Support someone locally.
How about that? Huh? Mm-hmm. You know?
I don't. I don't have anything else to say about this. I really don't. But I do. If it wasn't such an intense subject, and if there weren't people, you know, dying, whether from suicide or violence or these other things, I'd love to just make fun of these people.
Yeah,
you're getting bent out of shape about colors on a beer can. You're getting bent out of shape about a commercial that nobody's going to be thinking about 2 months from now. Like,
right?
That's really what you're. There, of all the problems in the, I would love if my biggest issue in life was, man, I can't believe that they're supporting trans. They're supporting the LGBTQ community. I gotta stop this. I gotta put a stop. That's the only issue in your life. You got you have enough time in your day. You have enough time in your life to be able to focus just on this. That's it. I got no other problems.
And your point is well taken, James, about how serious this is getting. It's not getting a lot of press right now. There are several states that are doing anti-trans laws as we speak. That are passing as we go along here. We have had many people say that they want to get rid of trans, not, you know, they say they want to get rid of the idea of there's no such thing as being, you know, transgender. Yeah. This is not a thing. What I think it sounds like what they're really saying is they want to get rid of trans people.
Yeah.
Because you can't get rid of being a trans person.
Mm-hmm.
It's who you are. So if you're saying that, then what you're really saying is no. These are not real human beings. These are not people.
The people that push against this stuff hang themselves with their own words. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is listen to them speak. Mm-hmm. They don't come right out and say it because they think they're being smart about it. But you can tell. It's no different than what we were saying about abortion laws. They may not say, "Hey, we want to control women," but that's if you don't have to read between the lines to be able to see this.
Yep.
They also tell you they don't mean what they say, or that you can't believe them when they don't believe in facts. A court of law just found me guilty of something, but I'm not going to own up to it and be an actual adult. I'm going to be a little child and say that they have blah, 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 whining all that and everything.
Yeah, right.
So they're right there. How can you believe anything they say? Even as if there is another plenty of evidence and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of this stems from, honestly, just not understanding something. And when it's something you don't understand, there's usually the reaction of, well, I want to learn more about this, or, well, I don't understand it, so I hate it, or mm-hmm. I don't understand it, so I'm afraid of it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that fear also comes out as hate.
Yes, 100%.
The reaction that is appropriate to not understanding something is, well, maybe I should learn about it
mm-hmm.
so I can understand it more.
Meet a trans person.
Yeah.
You know,
read
get to
book.
Know them. Read a book about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Have a little understanding for something you don't understand, because there mm-hmm. is so much in this world that I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I feel this way about Indian food. I don't understand Indian food, but I want to try it. I want to eat. So I'm asking questions. I'm looking into it. I'm learning about it and everything.
I'll send you a recipe, James.
Yeah. Am I trying to find in the last minute a way to lighten this subject up a little bit? Yes, a little bit. But,
well, that is your job.
But I am using this as a loose and far out example of what Melissa is talking about. Mm-hmm. My whole life has been built on this. Everywhere I've lived, I've stood out. I've been different, whether it was mm-hmm. in South Chicago or it's in, you know, Wisconsin Rapids here or something like that. And most people in my life have asked, hey, I noticed your hair is different, or I noticed that you weren't in school this day, or something mm-hmm. like that. And it leads to answers. It leads to, you know, now we have a conversation. And who knows what they do with the information from there. But I guarantee if they don't like me or they think I'm weird, it's because, you know, I am weird, or I can be a jerk. Yeah. It's not because of my race. It's not because of my creed or anything like that. And it's no different with trans people or any other, outlier group.
Now, just tell us where you're hiding your space laser and everything will be fine.
I will.
Okay?
I will eventually.
Are you going to reveal that to us finally?
Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon. I put it in the
ready to launch.
It's tucked away. It's tucked away right in the side.
You've never even been there, James.
That's why I keep it there. So I don't misuse it. Because all I would use it for is to distract cats. I just using my laser pointer to distract all the cats. I wouldn't even be using it for good. But we do have, Jews do have space lasers. We do definitely have that. Yes, that is very true. Very true. Actually, it's what do you get at bar mitzvah? It's one of the things.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah,
they hand them out there?
Yep,
we're learning.
You get your yarmulke, you become a man or a woman, and of course, you get your Jewish space laser.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
We'll take a commercial break.
We should.
Definitely.
We'll be back more with more. We got a whole other hour yet on the morning show here at WFHR.